This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Every time we come back, I vote that we just play Boston Long Time. Every time we come back, because it feels like we've been gone for so long. Hi, I'm Corey, and you're listening to The Delicious Dish.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. You're listening to The Three Horsemen, of which today there are four. There's Alex, there's T.O., there's Eric, there's me, I'm Corey. We've come here to take an hour and a half out of your day.
To enlighten you.
Well, that's debatable. But to talk wrestling, look at our producer, Brian, hitting the lights. Thank you, Brian. Gents, what's going on? I mean, what's the good word, if there are good words to be said?
And
the thing is, you guys come in here all jacked up every time, and I can barely say anything. But I mean, you know, go ahead. Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Jesus yeah. Christ!
How are you doing?
Anybody have anything?
How are you doing?
Rest in peace to Goldberg the goalie.
He didn't die.
He's going to.
Pretty much.
Everybody's childhoods keep getting ruined by meth.
And apparently, we will continue that theme as the show goes on.
Oh, really? How people's childhoods getting
Corey's
destroyed?
Heroes.
I told you last week that T.O. was going to be on his game because this is where he gets to just kind of fucking go insane. And he always does when we get to... Gets a good wrestling issues with the Road Warrior Animal. Nothing else is going on. Nobody's got anything good outside of pro wrestling. Nobody's got a life changing event that's happened. Or
anybody watch the show last night?
You ask that every week.
I didn't. My cable
last
was
night
up.
Was Raw. No, what happened?
I didn't watch it. My cable was up. Rousey was flipping bitches though. I said that she looked good again.
I believe that. Who'd she wrestle?
Alicia Fox.
That's what you said last week.
I thought that is what happened last week. This is what you told us last.
Yeah, she flipped the same bitch.
Happened twice.
Yeah.
Tell you what, creative, man. They make old school wrestling look like just fucking garbage with the great stuff they pull.
Saying the brand split's going to end once they go to Fox.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, they have SmackDown. They have Raw. They're saying they're going to roll it back.
They're going to get rid of a show?
No, they'll still have both shows. But since SmackDown's on Fox, they're not going to want to have... None. They're going to want full access to the roster.
That's exciting.
Well, you know, when you pay $2 million for a shitty product, you should probably...
I found it.
Get the best wrestlers.
Get the feeling this is going to turn to UFC, so we'll stay away from this. So, last week we talked about the Road Warriors, and we talked about all the... God, we got through everything. But you know what we forgot to talk about? How much shit they won. We didn't talk about the Crockett Cup. We didn't talk about them being instrumental in War Games because nobody had seen a scaffold match either. And I'm sorry, War Games, how instrumental they were in that. But nobody had seen a scaffold match, so they put those guys in it. They kept putting them in everything. And now we get to where they leave WCW, and this is where, like, everybody knows them, is the red pad stuff. Yet, the shirt I have on today, if you're watching on YouTube... That's how I remember them from, like, 85, but now 90s when, like, everybody sees
them. I don't know how you remember them from that when you were three.
I've shown you the picture that I have of them on the T-shirt on the beach in Destin, where I got my first Road Warrior shirt.
I know. It's just a three. I mean, I have 4 year olds, and if they were wearing that,
I don't remember anything before like 8.
Disturbing.
Holy shit!
Really?
Picture.
Yeah. Kind of makes me sad a little bit.
Yeah, I have.
That was some of the best times I watching wrestling when I was like 5 or 6.
I was gonna say I have video of my 4th birthday where I'm watching Hulkamania on TV, wrestling Dr. D. David Schultz.
Mm.
I got all my wrestlers on the couch. Fucking legit, man.
That's great.
So did your dad watch it? Is that how you got into it?
Well, wrestling at the Chase was big.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, like, obviously you had a way into it. It was on the TV, presented to you in a way. Just like sports are presented to kids. Like, there had to have been someone that nudged you in that direction.
What's something big now that's on all the time? Like, channels with different iterations of certain things?
E, with all the different whores on their station.
You know what? I had never thought of this. It is like it was like reality TV shows being on all the time. Because St. Louis got all the stations, got every wrestling you could get back then. So I would think, I mean, as big as Hulk Hogan was, Hulk Hogan was a cartoon star. So, I mean, that was big enough. Kids could get into that shit. I mean, that's what they were marketing to. They had they had dolls.
Road Warriors weren't, though. They were
they had their own dolls in AWA in 85.
Yeah, but they were, like, bleeding out in matches and a little more different
Road
product.
Warriors weren't. They were making people bleed.
Oh,
Dr.
sorry.
Dr. D. David Schultz was bleeding in the video in Hulkamania. Go back and watch it. Minnesota Massacre. Those guys both cut their own fucking heads off.
And that's what you're watching on your 4th birthday.
Yep.
Just flipping through the channels, it's like My Little Pony, and then like Mr. Rogers, and then
Ninja Turtles.
Hulk with blood all over. Like, yep, I'm stopping here. Fucking right.
Well, now, this is 1986. My birthday cake was a WWF wrestling ring.
Right.
With a thumb wrestler of Big John Studd in one corner, and a thumb wrestler of Hulk Hogan in the other corner.
I remember those thumb wrestlers.
I do too. Those, yeah.
Still got pictures. If I can find the video, we'll upload that motherfucker and put it on Twitter.
Please do. That'd be awesome.
I tweeted at Hogan today.
What'd he have to say?
Yeah, obviously didn't say anything back. No, maybe not yet. I doubt the dude's out of bed. But
thanks, brother HH.
Forever love.
Yeah, right. That'll be what it says. Thanks, brother. Yeah, I was like, we did a show about you, man. We had mostly nice things to say, too. You should check it out.
Except part 3. That's T.O.'s show.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't look at any of those. He was retweeting people that were mocking him for being racist.
He's really bad at that.
He thought LOL meant lots of love. He's putting LOL, HH. Like, what? Lots of love. Okay.
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Sounds about right.
Oh,
jeez. Road Warriors at this time. So a lot of people, this is when they get to know them. A lot of people that say this is when they lost their mystique. Any thoughts on this?
Well, Demolition was there.
Go ahead.
And you had two similar tag teams.
Super hot take?
I think people are used to seeing Demolition. Honest to God, that didn't watch NWA, that had only watched WWF.
Totally agree.
They see these guys come in. And they assume they're a ripoff of Demolition.
Don't know about that.
To kids that are 4 and 5 that have seen Demolition, that have been programmed that way, that haven't seen the other takes, haven't seen the Road Warriors and NWA or anything else, it came in as kind of the same thing, a tag team with face paint.
But the thing was, they didn't book them that way. I kind of see it as the end of Demolition because...
Shit, it was.
WrestleMania 7, Demolition's losing to Tenryu and...
Saruta?
Yeah.
That's who I couldn't think of last week, by the way. It was Tenryu and Saruta. Yeah. Jumbo Saruta.
Yeah. So, they didn't put the belt on Demolition once Road Warriors...
Demolition came, had the belts when they came in.
At the time, but I mean, after that was it for them.
Yeah, but Axe got, what's that shit Lesnar had?
Steroids?
I think.
Oh, shit. My bad. Sorry.
Oh, have you seen. Real quick. Have you seen Lesnar?
You brought it up, not me.
I know. But have you.
No,
WWE.
No.
He is shrinking.
Get out, for real. Because he's going to get into that. He's got a fight coming.
He's getting a cycle. He's on.
He's been in USADA. He started his USADA testing 3 weeks ago, which means he had to be clean as soon as he entered, so he probably hasn't anything in his system for a few months. I mean, keep in mind, he's what, 38? 39?
Yeah, he's no spring chicken, that's for sure.
Right around there.
He's shrinking, though, huh? Ooh. I haven't seen a current picture of him. I'm interested to see that.
His t-shirt hasn't came off.
No. You can see it in the arms.
Yep.
Funny. But anyway, but you're saying, so you still live by this, huh? Live and die by the demolition thing. I can see where you're coming from.
I didn't feel that way. I just think that probably a lot of the kids and a lot of the parents that watched it that were just WWF only saw them coming. They probably thought they were kick-ass because their paint was better. Their entrance was better. They were better in the ring. They pushed them really quick. But I could see at first people not getting it if they didn't know who it was. Or just thinking it was someone else that was cool. And you got to think they were baby faces and Demolition were heels at the time.
At the time, yeah. I had to switch them around because I knew they were coming in. It was a weird time.
Yeah.
They still had, God, look at all those guys they had when they came in. Hart Foundation still in existence. They still have the Rockers. They've got, Jesus, the Orient Express, the Bushwhackers.
Were Nasty Boys there yet?
Nasty Boys.
They were there.
They were just coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had just had the match with, well, around the time that the Road Warriors came in, then the Nasty Boys have the match with the Steiners at Halloween Havoc. And then they immediately adiosed.
Yeah.
Which is a great match if you can look it up. Halloween Havoc 90, Steiners versus the Nasty Boys. Fucking Scott Steiner
was doing freak shit in that match.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cannot believe they never pushed him as a single before, but apparently he would never do it because of his brother. He knew that it would leave Rick behind, and he would not. He refused to do it.
There's something we didn't cover. Road Warriors or Steiner Brothers?
Steiner Brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Just easy, that easy.
Yeah. I think so.
Reason?
I remember them better. I liked them more. I really liked old Big Papa Pump in the days. Aside
fucking
from
everybody did.
The chainmail fucking.
Yeah.
You can get that shit out of here. I wasn't okay with that. But everything else, I really kind of like Big Papa Pump. And then before that, like, you know, the dog face gremlin when fucking Rick Steiner used to wear the college wrestling fucking gear on his head, you know? Like, that shit was cool to me. And I'm not taking anything away from the Road Warriors. They were fucking awesome. But in my preference, I enjoyed Steiner Brothers a little more.
And that's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, you know, those guys. Nobody really saw the Road Warriors in their prime. And if you get to the fucking Attitude Era, nobody saw the Steiner Brothers in their prime.
Right.
I mean, the Steiner Brothers were during the dead days of wrestling, if you really want to be, if you want to get technical about it. I mean, imagine if the Steiners had been around in the fucking early 80s.
Or today, for that matter.
Shit. There's no way they'd be together. Had Big Papa Pump be fucking...
Yeah, they'd push him. He'd
fucking
be...
bitches in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
Him and Angle getting after it, which he is the original. He was Kurt Angle before Kurt Angle. I know I say it every time but he was the deal. You guys, Warriors or Steiners?
What do you mean by that? He was Kurt Angle before Kurt Angle.
Suplexing the way he wrestled, just the build.
Technical.
Fucking agility, mm-hmm. Anything he could do. I mean, he was a mat wrestler. Watch those guys. Didn't you bring up that Gordy Williams match against the Steiners?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You talk about four guys beating the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
In the ring, they probably just said, hey, let it fly. Just go after it tonight. And Bill Watts told him to. It's...
I know Bill Watts gets generally a bad rap whenever he was running WCW at the time. But
I loved it.
I thought the wrestling was phenomenal.
So did I. I'm right there with you.
But anyway, I don't think it's that as easy for me to pick Steiners or Road Warriors. If I had, like, if you were holding a gun to my head, I'd probably say Road Warriors.
One was holding a gun to your head?
Well, then I'd probably take a day to think about it.
Oh, okay. So we got.
He needs 24 hours. What, you got a fucking problem with that?
We've got
take all the time.
Give me till the end of the week.
We've got a hard Steiners, a hard Warriors. And the soft Warriors over here.
Uh-oh.
So if a hard Steiners comes in.
I haven't even said anything.
Yeah, but you're going to go with a hard Warrior.
Am I? Yeah. Am I going to be hard about it?
Mm-hmm. You're firm.
Firm.
Stiff. Whatever Warrior you come with.
Throw a potato.
No, I agree. I see. I don't know. I always looked at Rick as a liability. Like, and out of the four. And they were going to put the belt on him, I was reading. I mean, like, they had big singles plans for him before Scott. But I just never – they look so different. You looked at him and you're like, are they really brothers?
Right.
Like, you don't know if they're shoot brothers or not. Mm. And they are. Beefcake and Hogan had more legitimacy as looking like brothers in those two than that to me. But
Dizzy Ed Boulder.
But the big thing with tag teams to me when I was a kid was looking alike.
Yeah, you like the bookend tag teams.
I like your shit matching, and nobody did it better than the Road Warriors.
I agree.
So I'd go with the Road Warriors.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'm a Warriors guy, but man, there were fuck. I love the Steiners, especially when they split. Steiners were in WCW, and the Road Warriors were in WWF. It was like, mm-hmm. Oh, good. Now I get to watch them on two different deals. That's why I find it weird when you say that, like, oh, people didn't watch WCW, so they didn't know the. Like, how could you have watched wrestling and not known that there was another show?
If you watch WWF, you watch WCW.
That's what I think.
Yeah, because they aired it right after, so like people would not like choose to watch the WCW on the first time around. They watch the WWF and then they turn it right over.
No, I'm not talking about the Monday Night Wars. I'm not saying that.
You're talking before that.
I'm talking late 80s, early 90s. A lot of people were one or the other, and there were a lot of people that were WCW and just said fuck WWF. Like, there was a kid that I went to school with that his dad got all the WCW pay-per-views, would record it, and I'd watch them next day or that week.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't watch WWF, didn't know any of the guys in WWF, because he thought it was a joke and it was a cartoon and it wasn't real wrestling.
Well, exactly. I mean, it depends on where in the country that you lived at the time. I mean, that's the whole reason Georgia
I think
Championship
your age probably too.
Went under.
Yeah.
Don't you think your age? I mean, like, how old you were was probably, like, what you were more into.
Probably. I mean, but
your
parents
had a lot to do with
it. I mean, let's say at the time I'm a 10-year-old because I was born in 85. I would probably still watch both.
Oh, God. You were 10 years old in 95. Fuck.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I was 12.
When do you think Flair got his super popularity to where he came over to the mainstream and athletes started mimicking him? Because that didn't happen in the mid 90s,
late 80s.
Dude, I can remember
doing the woo.
I can remember wooing and slapping my buddies in the chest in our treehouse.
No, but
dude, like,
I think it started even before that.
You know what I mean?
But when did athletes do it? When were athletes mimicking him and talking like him? Because I feel like it happens more now.
But they still grew up with wrestling. Those guys were also kids when he was big.
Well, you can even go to the mid 80s
wrestlers.
I get it. But what I'm saying is. The peak of Flair and his brash, you know, Rolex wearing, limousine riding, jet flying, that was in the late mid 80s.
Okay, but you talk about that. Talk about the Road Warriors. Look at all these guys that love the shoulder pads, love face paint, how that became like a deal when James Laurinaitis was at Ohio State. Man, people were fucking, the fans were painting their faces like him.
They knew he did it, though. They probably didn't know it was his dad.
Yes, but no. What? It was the biggest story around.
Ohio State's the biggest fucking idiot fan base ever.
Oh, no. Hopefully,
for football.
If you're from Ohio. And
yeah, hopefully if you're a derelict and you're watching this, just change it.
Just change the fucking show. Okay. He doesn't want your download
anyway. The point is that these guys grew up watching these guys, and I'm saying late 80s because those guys, all the Flair stuff started
LeBron,
what, 5 years ago?
That's what I'm saying. LeBron James talks about Ric Flair. LeBron James, I don't know how he would have watched him in the mid-80s or saw that film. I mean, I don't think he's a huge wrestling mark.
Yes, he was. I thought that was a well-known fact. Those guys grew up on it.
They grew up on the Raw and Monday Night Wars era.
They were still kids, dude.
But LeBron...
Before that...
But that's what I'm saying. But Flair didn't, like...
Flair's... LeBron was 18 years old in 2003. He's 3 years younger than us. He's Alex's age. Yes, I know I'm right.
So
Go ahead.
Okay, so you think LeBron's watching... videos of Flair in 85, 86, 87, 88.
When he was 5 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's something people have went back and done.
He's not the only person.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people with YouTube and everything have went back. The rappers that are 23 and 24 singing about Flair right now, Ric Flair Drip. It's a rap song?
I mean, dude,
I don't know.
I didn't grow up with them. I don't know when they fucking started
doing all
this shit.
Well, this kid's 22 years old. It just came out. Like, I think that, like, he has blown up. Like, he has gotten bigger as he has gotten older, and the myth of Flair is grown.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's my point. That's what I'm trying to get across to where, like, people have, you know, more athletes and more people have watched him on YouTube probably. And seen the shit he's done than
they all have
did with their own eyes.
Yeah, but they have uncles and shit. I mean, it's not like they just, oh, one day, oh, hey, here's Ric Flair. people watch wrestling. I mean, it's some people, it's their secret. Like, oh, I don't watch that horse shit.
90% of the kids that think their grandma on draft day and their mom and no dad around had uncles showing them wrestling.
Oh, my God. I don't. Is this gonna be? Is it? Are we gonna end up talking? Is this gonna be like a race thing, or what? What is your point?
No, I'm just saying. I think it's something that is. I think Ric Flair has went back on, and he's more of a national treasure.
What are we talking about today?
Road Warriors.
But it's still with the Road Warriors too, because you brought it up with
clearly
when Laurinaitis was where, like when people at Ohio State did that, people were doing that because their linebacker was doing that. And they might have found out his dad did it, but they initially started doing it because the kid was doing it.
The Road Warriors are the second most popular thing to Hulk Hogan of the 80s. Hands down.
Objection, speculation.
Okay, based on?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
that
fucking HBO just did a special on a guy called Andre the Giant.
Right.
Andre the Giant wrestled one match. Can you name another match he wrestled in the 80s? Okay, two matches, the main event and
I don't care. They just did a goddamn special on HBO Sports about him.
You guys are just acting like the NWA didn't fucking exist. We could sit and talk about the NWA for 10 hours.
The 80s?
There it is.
Were the Road Warriors bigger than Flair?
Not a chance.
They're definitely on equal ground.
Oh, no. How many times
really?
Are in the, how many times are in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Oh my God.
Okay. So let's throw this out. Okay. So let's say
this is the worst argument I've ever
triggered.
Two people that can't even it, have no idea what Alex and I are even fucking talking about nine times
okay,
out of ten.
Hold the phone for just 1 second.
Alex doesn't agree with you on that either, by the way.
So no. Let's look at it from this perspective. So let's regroup, fast forward, we're early 90s. So if you could have any piece of merchandise that WWF was offering at the time for any wrestler, what would it be?
Oh, Road Warriors, without a doubt. No, it would be Hogan or Warrior would be the two, right?
So if I had my choice of anything at the time, it would have been the Warrior shoulder pads.
You mean the number one seller at the time? Yeah.
You're right about that, though. Those shoulder pads with the spikes were fucking phenomenal.
And the point I'm making from that is I agree from the standpoint that they were just as, I don't want to use the term, they were just as big at the time. They were just as mainstream with
Hulk
fans
Hogan.
Of, you know, age 5 to
25.
Well,
35.
5 to mid teens for merch reasons, and then mid teens to 40, 50 year olds because
what
they came from the NWA and they knew them because, hey, these guys are, you know, decent wrestlers.
Oh, I don't know. I think they're just considered the greatest tag team of all time because of their big WWF run. That's all people know. They weren't on the cover of every fucking magazine from 83 to 92 or
nobody's
anything.
Nobody's saying they're not good, man. We're just saying
nobody's saying it.
What national stuff did they do? Were they any
nothing.
Were they on cartoons?
No.
Did they do any TV shows or movies?
Yeah.
They did?
You haven't seen the Road Warrior movie?
No.
Were they in
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
No.
Them, Mel Gibson featuring Joe Laurinaitis and Mike Hextran. You haven't seen that?
No. A little bit of racism.
I'll look it up. We'll get it put on Plex.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Right, what?
Oh, yeah. Just go ahead and fucking dish out some more.
I'm just... No, I'm
take something else.
Flair did not do anything national. Like...
Well, you're saying he's bigger than the Road Warriors.
I agree.
Back then.
I would say he was. Nope. I'd say the Horsemen were. Collectively.
All that Horsemen merch sold like crazy.
But, okay, so...
Yeah, that's why they have something called the Road Warrior Pop. You guys make a lot of sense over there.
So, okay.
They named something after themselves.
So it's a
thing?
So it's a catch-21. You don't have the Horsemen without...
Catch-22.
What did I say? 20...
It's all right. We can play 21.
Yeah.
Jake Roberts. Want to play 21? I got 22. You're drunk.
It was released in 2005, the life and death of the wrestling's most dominant tag team, the Road Warriors.
It's true.
I haven't watched that.
That's actually really good.
It is really good.
Is it?
Anyway, so
Definitely not one of their best, though. Go ahead.
I bet Flair directed it.
Okay. So you don't have the Horsemen without guys like the Road Warriors, Dusty Rhodes, Magnum TA, but then vice versa.
Fair.
So, I mean, the NWA at the time, if you go back to the early 80s, you have basically, you've got, I mean, you've still got your territories at this point, but you don't have very good ratings, you know, you
didn't fucking worry about ratings. It was about attendance.
Well, it was still around the time that they were broadcasting locally, so
yeah, you're right.
So
it's true.
But
market specific.
But you didn't have the mainstream stuff start until what, maybe
85.
You don't think it was before?
Depends. I mean, closed circuit and pay-per-view are two different things. I mean, pay-per-view really didn't start till what, 87?
Mm-hmm.
Is when the first one started?
I was going to say, you know, around the time you had Flair and Race, Starrcade 83, that's kind of where I look at the launching point. But when you had the Horsemen come on, and I mean, it just started with a promo for an eight-man tag match, and then Anderson threw his fingers up and, you know, said, this is the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, and then they were off and running.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So what sold that video cassette, that Skywalker's 86 Starrcade? What sold that?
Scaffold match did.
That's
Road
right.
Warriors.
What sold War Games 87? War Road Games. Who's in that?
Right.
Two things that are have in common there. It's not Ric Flair. I didn't see him on any scaffolds.
How many pay-per-views did Ric Flair sell, though, in that same time period? I'm sure quite a few.
Well, I mean, there were two shows.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not disputing anything you guys are saying, because I think, hands down, from a singles, if you factor in all singles wrestlers, Flair's my favorite of all time. I mean,
really? Nice.
I mean, now. I mean, we've had this talk already. As a kid, it was Hogan, but now that I appreciate the wrestling aspect, the work, promos, et cetera, it's Flair.
Flair.
So, again, I'm not disputing anything you're saying, but you don't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
Flair could have never gotten by in the 80s in the WWF with his build, though.
Totally agree.
I mean, that's the one thing. I remember as a kid, my knock on Flair was, fuck, he looks old and he has no muscles. And
the fuck, have you seen him now?
He would get his ass beat by every, I mean, like, because you think there's somewhat of reality to it. He wasn't believable to me when he was up against guys that would have been the WWF. You know, there were two different body styles.
How tall is Ric Flair? He's not very tall.
What, is this 6'4"? The fucking Ric Flair show? I think you guys are literally doing this on purpose.
Next week, we do the Ric Flair show.
Well, please.
Hey, I'd be okay with that.
Same here. I'm saying the Road Warriors are the biggest thing next to Hulk Hogan. You guys think I'm insane.
I just think you can't fucking throw the Ric Flair out of this conversation.
You're not. It's one versus the other. I mean, Ric Flair was not bigger than Hulk Hogan. No.
No, I'm not saying he was. I'm saying the Road Warriors.
Yeah, they put their face on everything because they had painted faces and leather vests or spikes with shoulder pads. What are you going to put on, a guy in a robe or a fucking what look like superheroes? This isn't a debate of who's bigger in the history. I mean, obviously, Ric Flair is going down as possibly the greatest wrestler in the history of the business.
Depending on what Cena does in the next few years.
I don't care if he wins the belt 25 times. It does not matter to
there
me.
You go. Here. I agree, Alex. Doesn't matter what John Cena does. He can wrestle until he's
80. You have jean shorts on today. What are you talking about?
Right. Well, they're actually khaki cargo. Okay.
Oh, man.
1-2 kick
jean
out.
Shorts yesterday.
Nothing wrong with jean shorts.
No, fuck no.
Stone Cold Steve Austin
jorts.
Wore them like a motherfucker.
Yeah. And hey,
jorts.
I was thinking about the other day, the WWE's biggest star has had jean shorts since 1996. 22 years later, their best guy or their biggest draw still wears jean shorts.
Who's their biggest draw today, would you say?
Cena.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, she's going to be. That's a sad thing.
You have this infatuation with her, don't you?
It's not
a
sad
no
thing.
I have no infatuation with her. I think she's repulsive. I don't think she's cute at all.
Oh, I think it's terrible. Did you watch the show last night?
No.
See a swimsuit illustrator.
The Three Horsemen. Check us out. Facebook.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow. YouTube.com/numeral3horsemanshow. If you're watching on YouTube, also check out Surreal Talk.
You don't have to, though.
Because we're just split. It's a family is what it is.
It's a family show.
It's family everything. Check us out on, by the way, go to yoradio.com. Get on iTunes. Get on Google Play, Stitcher, whatever it is. Download Yo Radio. We're going to have some new stuff coming out eventually. You can check us out on the...
And some special guests.
Line up station. Tons of stations. Reggae stations. 60s, 70s, 80s.
90s.
The Lake House. I mean, they've got everything.
Yep.
They've
Yo
got
Yo Radio
it all.
Talk will be coming soon.
Yo Radio Talk. You're going to start hearing some... you'll be catching us live coming up on Yo Radio starting here September 1st. Is that right? Is that the day?
I think.
It's the day of the... We're going live, folks. Everything's going to be live. Just like Monday Nitro.
We are live from all of America.
Monday Nyquil. So let's get down to brass tacks. So the LOD gets into WWF in 90. They pick up the belts. They have that squash match with Power and Glory at WrestleMania. I hated that. I wish they would have gotten the titles there. Would have been their WrestleMania deal, but... They pick up the belts at 91 SummerSlam against the Nasty Boys. And they kind of sputter along. The Ultimate Warrior goes out of the deal, so they start teaming up with what'd they do at Survivor Series? Weren't they with Sid Justice? He got knocked out of Survivor. They did a bunch of shit. Kind of sputtered. They were just kind of the faces of the tag team division.
They kind of lost their luster whenever they lost the belts to DiBiase and IRS. That was kind of my point. It was like...
Hawk failed really? Drug test, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, as a kid, I
For
didn't
what?
Know that.
I'm guessing everything. I mean, that's when steroid scandal hit. So they downed a bunch of those guys. They put a bunch of them on the shelf.
That was like early 92,
yeah,
I think.
February of 92. Man, they fucking started guys dropping like flies. So what'd they do? Started the IBF, the International Bodybuilding Federation.
And launched a supplement company called IcoPro.
Mm.
Then had Lex Luger come out as the narcissist.
Narcissist.
Yeah. He was clean.
The narcissist.
The guy was clearly not taking anything.
Clearly.
No, of course not.
Supplements.
IcoPro.
Oof. Oof. Must have been some good stuff.
So then what? Fast forward, he comes back, WrestleMania 8, when they brought in
that
the dummy?
Interview? Yeah. Well, a little bit after that.
Was it?
They bring in Rocco.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I don't think anybody's ever really been given a good answer. Do you remember Rocco, Eric?
No.
Paul Ellering doing a ventriloquist? Yeah. Sacco was good. But
no,
Rocco... Rocco was pretty much the death of them at the time. That was when wrestling got really bad. Late 92.
Yeah, Doink probably wrestled Rocco. Might be one of your top five matches.
Doink versus Goldust versus Rocco.
Three-way dance.
Triple threat match in ECW. I know you like ECW.
Isn't that the reason Hawk left? I mean, that was... Supposedly, his motivation for wanting to leave was just because of that gimmick.
Yeah, they have the match at SummerSlam 92, and then he apparently gets with the Hells Angels and takes off in England. I mean,
I thought he was with Nord.
His name's not Mantella.
John Nord, the
Berserker. Yeah.
He was with a bunch of those guys. Apparently, they got locked in with the Hells Angels over there and never went back. Called Vince, left a message, threatened to kill his family and everything else. Yeah, he was pretty fucking...
Wow.
He was on one.
His name's not Rocco Mantella, is it?
No.
Okay, because that guy got
Rocco
arrested
the
for
dummy.
Kicking swans in the head.
Rocco the Dummy.
Rocco the Dummy, huh?
Type in Paul Ellering and Rocco. You'll find out what we're talking about. And I guess Ellering took ventriloquist lessons so he could do the dummy thing?
Jesus.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I do remember
Needed
this.
A payday, huh?
I guess. But yeah, Hawk takes off on him. So Animal finishes out
He's
the dates, hurts his back over in Japan against the Beverly Brothers, doing a double suplex. One guy doing a double suplex, that's always a good idea. And then they're off the map. Yeah. Hawk goes over and does his Hellraiser stuff with
It's a creepy little fucking doll.
Kensuke Sasaki?
Yep.
And then they show back up. This got me into WCW. They showed back up in WCW and started up. I mean, they were there for what? 5-6 months?
At best.
And it was just, they wore the blue shoulder pads. It was just not.
It wasn't the same. I mean, it was cool to see them back. I mean, and from a wrestling standpoint, it didn't seem like that. You know, they still seemed like they were the same. But there was still something about it. Again, it could have just been different look. It could have been.
And this is 96. This is right before NWO comes in.
Yeah.
Do you know the day they signed them, the Road Warriors left?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Really?
The That's day they signed Hall and Nash, the Road Warriors adiosed.
What, like,
or the day Scott Hall came out on TV.
Really? But that reason directly? Or?
Well, I know it had something to do with, like, a contractual thing. Right. Like, Bischoff promised them something, so much money. I don't know specifics, but they couldn't come to an agreement, and they left.
Can you imagine went if back these to two WWF. Would have joined the NWO? That would have been gnarly.
The thing is, the Steiners came back right when the Road Warriors came back. So what do you do with them versus the NWO? I mean, can you make that like a big thing when the Giant comes back? Do you have the Steiners and the Road Warriors versus Hall, Nash, Hogan, and...
Well...
You make one of them an NWO tag team.
And the Giant?
Well, hold on. Hold on. You had Harlem Heat at the time.
There now, I go, yeah, looking past
Harlem
Heat.
Did they eventually jump ship anyway, though? I mean, like, well, he was NWO, right? Well, like, they, for a while? I mean, red and black NWO, I thought.
No, that's
no, it was
Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray,
that's right.
Not Booker T.
Stevie Ray main evented a War Games I was watching the other night.
Oof.
He was on one of the main teams.
Oof.
That's, yeah. That's when War Games was.
I think that was a three-team one.
Awful one is what it was.
It's amazing how they fuck so much stuff up.
But
at that
do you
time.
Think they could have, if Road Warriors stay, they do the black and white gimmick, they do the pads, kind of like of a LA Raider look.
White
you
pads, think that, black.
You think
spikes?
That gets over? That's a very interesting look.
I think they just would have probably fallen in with the rest of the 20 guys in the group.
Yeah, I don't know. The Road Warriors and the NWO.
Because you already had Hall and
Nash.
That
would have been crazy.
Hall and Nash were tag teaming. If you throw in the Road Warriors, what are they going to do?
Nothing. Maybe they got out while the getting was good.
They should have did it something like, you know, the Road Warriors started up a thing where, like, they could have opposed the NWO. They were the two big, you know, the biggest tag team other than the tag teams in the NWO. They should have, you know, fucking played that angle, WCW anyway. They should have been like, you know, put you guys up against these, you know, get a couple guys to come out and help you from the locker room when the match is going shit. They should have figured something out,
yeah,
for these guys, you know what
like
I mean?
Said,
they could have used them instead.
But like you said, they did have Harlem Heat. They had the Steiners. They had Sting and Luger.
Right.
Those guys were all tagging against Hall and Nash, like anybody they could put together to go against those two fuckers.
Yeah.
And they would have gotten lost in the shuffle. Who was the other one? Ming and Barbarian? Were they the Faces of Fear?
Yeah, I mean, they're throwing all kinds of guys. They're throwing, like,
Tong and Death Grip.
Like, guys from Raven's Flock, Public Enemy, just squash
matches. Public Enemy. Forgot about them. Here come the American males.
I'm glad that I forgot about Raven until just now, and I never really liked Raven. Never at all. Did you like Raven? You guys, you really liked Raven? What an emo. They just sat in the corner of the... Fuck Raven.
Funny
fuck
thing,
him.
I actually watched a match yesterday of him whenever he was Scotty Flamingo against Brian Pillman.
Oh, my God.
I love the Scotty Flamingo gimmick.
I thought it was
Johnny
great.
Polo in WWF.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it. I thought he was going to be something and just went away.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that looks at those people, even though it's the same guy? That's two different wrestlers to me.
Oh,
like,
very much
you know
so.
What I mean? Like, I can't be the only guy that does it. Like, you've played this character, and we get it, it's both you, but you are two completely different wrestlers, in my opinion. You can be on lists together and everything. Like, you're different. That's it.
Yeah, and he kind of, whether it was hitting the gym or roids or whatever, he kind of bulked up a little bit. Because the match with him and Pillman was a light heavyweight title match. So he was probably 220 at the time, give or take. And then probably put on 20, 30 pounds after.
And he never wrestled like a light heavyweight either.
No.
He always wrestled like a big man style, and it didn't fit him, which is probably why they didn't like him in the ring a whole lot. But anyway, getting to, they came back to WWF. They had the big WrestleMania match, the Chicago Street Fight, and they go through the motions in 97. They end up picking up the titles for a cup of coffee quick, and then the New Age Outlaws hit. And when the New Age Outlaws hit, they were fucking done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was over. They started losing on TV a lot. Went into this semi-losing streak into, I don't know if you guys remember them breaking up and attacking each other on Raw. You remember that?
I don't remember that. When was this?
They lost a match to the New Age Outlaws. This is about February.
Was this... So this is before, not to jump the gun, but this is before the whole LOD 2000
thing. This is before that.
Okay.
I saw them at a house show in February, and I think it was the next week. And when I saw them at the house show, they lost to the fucking DOA. The Godwins, I think, at a house show. The fucking Road Warriors lost at a house show.
Mm-hmm.
How's that fucking happen? They were taking on DX and the New Age Outlaws and just getting beat like a drum. It was... I mean, I understand also at this time, you know how we talk about age being a big thing? So at this time, this is 1997 to 98, Joe Laurinaitis at this time, they talk about, and that was the thing, LOD would be called old and, you know, you never call a wrestler old. But at this time, Road Warrior Animal's 37 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's 37 years old.
Be considered young right now.
Oh, my God.
Finn Balor is 37, I believe. 36, 37.
And Hegstrand's 41. So these guys, it's not like they're fossils at this time. They've just been around longer than anybody else. And if you go to the, if you go back to say, well, nobody watched NWA, then they were 5 years old to everybody. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And then this fucking LOD 2000 shit, they repackage them. They win the big battle royal at WrestleMania, come back, and they can't beat New Age Outlaws again. They go into some feuds with DOA, and Paul Ellering comes back and manages DOA.
Well, they even have him, I mean, granted it wasn't a legitimate match, but they have him lose to Patterson and Briscoe.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
Holding.
You mean Patterson Briscoe dressed up like them?
I don't remember. I don't even remember the match. I just remember that they wrestled Patterson and Briscoe and somebody brought in a chair or something. I don't remember the specifics, but they lose a match to Briscoe and Patterson.
Now see, I think you're getting into the time where Hawk fails another drug test and they start this fucking drunk angle. So, T.O., go ahead.
That was awful. I mean, just fucking Vince Russo at his finest. But you said last week that Hawk was behind it. He was for it?
Apparently.
I mean, it was...
just proving that he would do whatever they asked him to do. I guess to save his job?
It was bad, though, man.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't funny. It wasn't... It was super serious.
Yeah, like, that was the thing. They went, like, full-on seriousness with it. And, you know, when you're a 16-year-old kid, I thought he was fucked up a couple times. He played a pretty good character, which makes me think, did they say, hey, just get really fucked up and stumble out here? And
yeah, I don't think he was doing that.
No, I'm sure he didn't drink before matches or anything.
Never. Maybe.
But... Draws and then LOD.
Yeah, Draws came in. They were looking at that like they did with Demolition. I mean, they brought Crush in to be the new Demolition guy if Axe couldn't go, so Draws was brought in if Hawk couldn't go. And it was
WWE fucked their legacy. I mean, if you really look at it, they did a lot of damage to people that didn't see him in 85 or to certain age groups.
Yeah, I remember him losing to the Hardys and losing to, like, the Rock and Roll Express when the Rock and Roll Express came in for that NWA angle in 98.
They brought him in for one match against RVD and Kane.
That was 2003, yeah. 2003. Yeah, weird. But the whole Draws pushing Hawk off the Titantron, I didn't even remember Hawk coming back to have like a thing. I guess they did something on Shotgun Saturday Night. I never saw it until I found it on YouTube. But it was just, but after that, they were fucking gone.
And they added Sonny to the dumpster fire. It's
like, oh, I forgot
let's
about
just put
Sonny.
All you fucking headcases together.
LOD 2000 with hair, Animal in shorts. Dude, that motherfucker got in shape. You ever look back at that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Animal was ripped up, and Hawk looked like he had developed a beer belly.
Animal does look like he's got, I mean, look at this picture of him right here I was looking at.
Yeah, it's Animal got jacked
look
this
at
time.
Fucking arms, dude.
Yeah, he got big again.
Like that.
I know. That's what huge, they looked like in the mid-80s. They were both, Hawk was fucking ripped to shreds. But Animal in 98,
God,
motherfucker
huge,
could move.
Dude.
A football player.
Fucking huge.
But
where are we at on time? Do we have to?
Nope.
No,
good. We're right at the midpoint. Just so you know, we're timing things out because we're going to be doing this live thing. No, we're good. We're at the halfway point.
But we don't have to pause for
We ain't got to do shit.
All right.
We're fucking golden.
Continue.
So it brings you to the end of the Road Warriors, and really they did independent runs. Hawk develops the heart problem, and they notice they've got some shit going on. And you mentioned that comeback match, and boy, they did not look the same in 2003. That's when, I don't think they had been working out like they used to, or they're just getting older. And that really brings an end to them. Hawk dies in 03.
Oh, he wow.
Yeah, it's been 15 years. It'll be 15 years October 18th.
Wow.
It's crazy.
October 19th.
Heart attack?
Yep. Went to sleep after moving some things around in a new house and went to sleep, never woke up.
That's right. He just bought a house, didn't he?
Yep. Down in Florida. Indian Rocks Beach, Florida.
You think so? Do you
what
think,
a rush.
You think James Laurinaitis will ever get into wrestling? I mean, he has a standing contract, is what they say.
Better start training right now. He's 33 years old.
Reports came out yesterday, and you make fun of the UFC shit, but apparently these two females, Jessamyn Duke and Marina Sharif, that Marina Sharif's married to one of the fucking...
James Laurinaitis is only 31.
He was in Ring of Honor. He just went down the NXT. We've talked about this. I can never think of the kid's name. But apparently they've picked up everything so quick because of the footwork. They're starting to think a lot of the stuff that transitions with footwork and some of the different body, you know, the wrestling and the tosses and the throws from judo and the jiu-jitsu that MMA athletes might pick up wrestling quicker and faster because they're saying they're two of the best girls down there and they've been there for 6 months.
Hmm.
But it's also shocking what you do when you don't hire fucking ex-Hooters waitresses to when you're comparing them to that.
Very true.
So it'll be interesting to see if you see a trend of them going out and signing more UFC
yeah.
fighters. The problem is if you do it with men and you don't get heavyweights, the second heaviest weight class in the UFC is 205.
Hmm.
So how big do some of those guys actually look when it comes to, like, if they do something with Conor McGregor, he's going to look fucking tiny.
Yeah. Nothing I can wait for more than see Conor McGregor wrestling.
Conor McGregor on 205 Live. There you go.
He'll headline at WrestleMania. He'll headline at WrestleMania within 10 years, guaranteed.
Conor McGregor?
Yep.
Yeah.
He will.
It seems like the go-to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you wash out.
Go to UFC once you wash out.
No, go to WWE once you wash out.
Oh, I was going to say, CM Punk.
Yeah, he didn't do too well. He washed out twice. Because he got his ass beat.
Yeah.
Twice.
Bobby
twice.
Lashley. It's weird.
How'd Bobby Lashley do?
I don't know.
Not good.
Didn't he?
His record was good. He's like 15-3. He just
in MMA?
He just never fought anybody good.
Well, yeah, there you go. Neither did CM Punk, though.
Yeah, but he fought Bellator. He was fighting guys from, like, St. Charles.
So now that we've got Joe Laurinaitis to talk about, and he put out a book, and T.O. will obviously inform of us of his Facebook, infamous Facebook post.
White power!
Whoa.
Gee.
I think he means it, too.
That's kind of what he said. Not in those words.
I'm deaf now.
Maybe in those words.
But what animal has continued to say, and I guess when somebody dies, you know, you say it, is how much money he's cost them over the past 15 years. And he makes a good point. But look at how much they could be making right now. What if they had a podcast together? If it was those two sitting around shooting the shit, as opposed to the one he does now, which is a fucking trainer.
Well, man, he's not a selfish fuck at all. Sitting around just motherfucking his buddy that died.
Kind of my point.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Bitter motherfucker, it sounds like.
He's sounded bitter for a long fucking time.
But his kid's in the NFL making good money. I'm sure he's doing all right. I'm sure the kid's helping him out if he needs. His brother's fucking the Mama Bella and big wig at WWF. I think he's off his
rock. He's not seeing any money.
Huh?
He's not seeing any money out of that.
I'm just saying his son's going to help his dad out. It seems like they had a good relationship. He went to all of his games. My point being, if he wasn't off his fucking rocker, he'd be working for the company right now.
True.
His brother would have him a job.
Yeah.
Doing something.
I can't believe he doesn't have a job with him.
Which makes me think there's something seriously wrong.
Well, I would think they would call it nepotism.
Get the... Oh, the WWE...
Don't look at me!
The WWE... Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Well...
Jerry Lawler came out and said that he had a deal with his son that if he stayed sober for a year, he'd get him any job he wanted in the WWE. Trainer at NXT, whatever. That was the deal they were making.
Maybe Animal's a pain in the ass to deal with.
That's what I'm saying. There's some type of issue. Nepotism. Triple H, all of his boys are down at the Triple Center. Now, I know they're not related, but, I mean, fucking come on. Nepotism, are you kidding me?
I would think you would want a guy that made that much money in the business that he could at least teach something.
Or help book, or help with promos, although he wasn't the good promo guy.
He was a good promo guy.
I'm sorry.
He did enough. That one. Did his fucking thing, Jesus Christ. There's another thing, they're a great promo. Or the best, definitely the best promo in the history of tag teams.
I don't know.
Okay, give me another one.
New Age Outlaws had the sayings.
Well, they were pretty good, about their promos?
Well, their promos were pretty good.
Yeah.
I bet you could get an animal to dress in blackface right now, though, like the New Age Outlaws did.
Well, I guess we'll bring this up. So what was that, Busta Rhymes, when they came out on stage and did something?
I'm not sure. It was at one of the music awards.
Yeah.
And he got triggered. Something triggered old man. Old man Animal lost his shit. And Corey crumbled that day.
Hey, hey, hey.
No, it was a hard day for you. I felt bad for you.
This was back in February of 2017.
And real quick, Corey's heroes growing up, Mark McGuire, steroids, tainted with steroids. Who's they could say, go, tainted with steroids.
Rout, rout.
Dominic Hasek in prison for money laundering for
not
the
true.
Check.
No, okay, that's never mind. True.
Canseco? Was that real? Really? Or
was... Yeah, no, he loved the Bash Brothers.
A Tribe Called Quest at the...
the Buffalo Bills couldn't win a Super Bowl.
A Tribe Called Quest at the 59th Grammy Awards came out and called Trump President Agent Orange. So Animal has got one of them Facebooks. I tell you what. Facebook. I wish we could get MySpace back.
You shouldn't have a Facebook if you don't know how to operate it properly and understand the fact that
you shouldn't have Facebook if you're over the age of 50. You shouldn't have a Facebook. Oh. Period.
Old Joe Laurinaitis took to Facebook and said, "Once again, rappers ruin the Grammys with that stupid song with words like resist and no one can tell you what to do. Having people of color, Muslim and Mexican, come on stage. Are you that stupid and cannot see where all the drugs are coming from the southern borders or all the radical Islamic that promote death to America? Really, well, legends, it's your relative using those drugs is getting killed by terrorists, then you will get it." Insulting performance.
So Animal's lost a lot of people to drugs and Muslims.
Yeah. And he has no brain cells left either. Jesus.
Well, his grammar wasn't great in that either.
Yeah. That's right.
So it was a run-on sentence of just him. I mean, he did his best President Trump Oh my God, did I just say that?
Uh-huh.
It's the first time I've. Oh.
You called him president.
That's Corey's president.
You called him president. You're president.
That's your president, Corey.
That's equivalent to me saying, bro. Doing his best Trump imitation, and man, that was. And you know what? Now, if that happened now, people probably wouldn't say shit.
No, his My Wrestling Tees store would go through the roof.
Yeah, he might want to jump back on that.
Yeah, do his face paint with an American flag.
But I'll say that. You're right.
Or I'll just say have this. A MAGA hat. A wall.
I've said it before. Wrestling fans are pretty progressive. They're not taking too kindly to that shit, even though WWE... How can they not be? The Road Warriors wrestled the Russians. That's how they turned the Road Warriors good in 85. Mm-hmm. That's how they turned them into faces, by wrestling the Russians. Mm-hmm. You seen a Russian wrestler yet? The past How not?
They don't even have Lana speaking with her Russian accent anymore because of...
Look at how many guys you could get over.
Oh, easy. You print money.
You would
print
think?
Print money.
Fuck, actually go get a wrestler that is really Russian.
Well, when Dutch Mantel,
yeah, there you go.
When Dutch Mantel and they were doing the whatever.
That got over.
Quickly.
I got over big time.
And then he ended up on CNN having to explain himself and it ended.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Animal, as much as we've talked about how the WWF damaged their legacy, I don't think Animal's given them a has made them look real good in the past 15 years. Everything he gives, you know, being one of the best in the business, biggest in the history of the business, we're the best in the history of the business. It's like, ooh, you can take it down a notch. Now, fans can say that.
Yeah, it's very self-important.
They'll get shouted down by two people in the room, but the fans can still say it.
Who do you think their biggest feud was?
I was going to ask you guys that. I would have said that Russian thing was big.
It's hard to top that.
That and that was me. My bad. I'll take it back down somehow. But they were... they had the Midnight Express stuff. I mean, I don't know what you'd think would be... It wasn't really a feud with New Age Outlaws because they never beat them.
Did the Midnight Express ever beat the Road Warriors, though?
Yes, they did.
Really?
Yes, on their way out. When they left WCW,
that's right. I remember Cornette talking about that.
Made the Midnight Express beat him, but like anybody ever saw it or remembered seeing it, they weren't drawing great houses back then. I don't know what is their legacy.
It's clear they're the greatest tag team of all time, and nobody was over more than them in the 80s besides Hogan.
Flair,
go ahead.
No, I'm just. That's what we've established. I'm agreeing with you.
Hold on.
You showed me the light.
Hold on. So you're saying Flair was more over than the Road Warriors in the 80s?
Over? What do you mean by over?
Over.
He was more popular in my eyes then.
I thought you didn't watch wrestling then.
No, I didn't. But when you go back and look, just like T.O. said over here, when you go back and look at those YouTube videos, you start remembering shit, and you're like, yeah, I feel like he's more popular. Whether he was or not, I felt like he drew a huge crowd.
Maybe he wasn't more popular then, but I think his legacy is bigger. And that, you go yeah. back and
who's forth. Arguing that?
Me.
So you guys are just arguing with yourselves. I'm not saying the Road Warriors are bigger than than fucking Ric Flair.
So what you're saying is that that Flair was a heel in the 80s and people weren't on board.
There you go.
That's your argument. No, I know.
I mean, the Road Warriors, again, the Road Warrior pop. There was fucking nobody as big as them compared to Hogan. I mean, it was Hogan and the Road Warriors. That's what sold magazines. That's what got people to the arena.
Well, it didn't they help. They got the came out covers. Like real magazine.
I can remember seeing them in the grocery store. They were on magazine.
They come out the real music, too, though. That helped. I mean, Iron Man got a pop.
One of the greatest entrance songs in, I mean, can't say it's not.
Did you ever listen to that before a football game in your headphones?
Definitely.
What was on your playlist before football games? How many Warrior songs were on there?
How many Limp Bizkit songs were on there? Corn songs.
Corn.
It's good shit. But what's their legacy? I don't know. I mean, I would to me, they're the greatest draw and greatest tag team of all time. Definitely the greatest drawing tag team. Nobody drew like they did.
That's why they put him in war games, scaffold match, like you said earlier. I mean, you're not going to put Steiners in, you know, at least, I mean, Steiners were eventually in war games, but the first ones that they did, you know, you had no one else to put in there with Rhodes, and it just, there wasn't another tag team at the time that was more over.
I was going to say most unique. And hands like down. You know, like their look, what they brought with the pads, the stuff, you know, like even before they had the pads, the what was it, Mad Max look, then the paint, the different styles of paint, excuse me. I think that set the way for the Warrior, for Sting. I think that, I mean, it was all kind of a copy of what they started with their face paint.
For sure.
And so, from my understanding, and Corey, correct me if I'm wrong, when they first started in Georgia Championship Wrestling, no one told them to do the face paint. Like, that was their thing. Is that right?
Kind of, yeah. They say Bill Watts said, why don't you have them paint their faces? And they kind of took a look at it, but then they shaved their heads. I mean, that was kind of their idea. Nobody told them to shave their heads.
I mean, I guess the point was, no one said, hey, we're going to market you as this.
I mean, there wasn't marketing.
Well, that's not the right word. No one said, okay, this is what you're going to look like. This is how we want you to dress. This is how we want you to paint your face.
Yeah, they just did it.
So,
they definitely made themselves. Nobody else made them.
Right, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Man, that's got to be hard, because some of their paint jobs don't look too bad, you know what I mean?
Fuck no.
They did that shit themselves. It's like, I wonder how long
they're doing it every night, though. I bet they had it down pat.
They probably did.
The more you do it, it probably gets easier.
There's Japan footage of them painting their faces. They're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
They did some funky shit, too, especially over there.
What's our cut time?
1:30.
You guys want to get going with us,
We'll play Name That Tune. That does it for the Road Warriors, then. I guess we're done talking about them. Now you'll be able to find this in the archives eventually. You want to hear about the Rudies. T.O., are you doing Name That Tune this week?
I picked the songs. I was tired of winning. So we've got...
You are a Trump supporter, aren't you?
Hold the phone. Can I get a word in about this real quick? Because you're the one
Jesus
that wanted me
Christ.
To
skip over the belt.
If you're watching on YouTube, you should go to YouTube because this is fucking ridiculous. Talk about it.
This is the NWA Georgia National Championship belt.
The original one.
The original.
From TV.
Held, well, no, not quite.
This is the one they actually wore.
No. It wouldn't be sitting here. Who all had this? Briscoe.
Zabisco.
Orndorff, Zabisco.
A laundry list of gentlemen.
Why is no one else
before they?
Buzz Sawyer.
Sawyer might have won.
Ron
Bass.
Tommy Rich. There we go. Yeah. If you want to see someone that's over in any territory, Tommy Rich was super over in Georgia at the time.
Oh, for fucking sure.
I mean, fans just went crazy over him.
Back in these days, Buzz Sawyer, Paul Orndorff, Super Destroyer, Mass Superstar,
Super Destroyer.
Tommy Rich, Larry Zbysko, Mr. Wrestling 2, Brett Wayne, Ted DiBiase. Jesus Christ, the spoiler. Ron Garvin, Terry Taylor. I mean, my God.
Didn't Brad Armstrong have it for...
Yes, he did. Sure did. That was in the middle of the transition.
All right, that's all.
It's fucking beautiful.
It is. It's really nice. I wish you guys... I mean, it doesn't really do it justice. It's super good quality of a belt. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking phenomenal. Leather and plates.
Gorgeous patent leather. That's not patent leather, is it?
No.
No. Could have been. T.O.
What up?
Ring down to ding down to ding.
We need the rules. Who's going first? How long are you playing each song, or you're doing replays? How are you doing this?
We've got exactly 29 minutes to name that tune.
We have three categories. They are WWF, 80s, early 90s, WCW, /NWA, and what's the other one?
It's so funny. Alex put all this time and effort
90s
into it.
WWE.
T.O. walked in this morning.
We have
fuck, didn't do anything.
$100, $200, $300, $400, $500.
No, do we?
Real money.
Yep.
Real money, see?
And then we'll do a final Jeopardy.
Will we?
Yep. We'll start with our man.
I'm not
Eric over here. So
400
Eric,
points.
Well, at least you got his name
weeks.
Right. Good job.
Pick a category.
Are we? All right. Hold on. What are these categories again? You said WWF late 80s, early 90s.
Yes. Then actually, these will probably be 90s WWF, 90s WCW. We're not doing the NWA because of the stuff you said yesterday.
What about how we're really good at it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said there are three categories. So
there are.
So
like late 90s, 2000s WWF.
Okay.
Early 90s WWF.
Okay.
Like late 80s, early 90s cartoon era WWF. And then WCW.
WCW, just flat WCW. Yes.
So I think my best course of action here is to pick all the high valued ones and miss them and hope you guys can't pick up the steals.
So yeah, how are steals working here?
It'll go to the right.
All right, well then
so
give me
if he misses it, you can do it.
Yeah, right. There we go. Give me late 90s, early 2000s WWF for 500.
Jeez. For what now? You're going 90s, 2000s WWF.
Yeah.
Late 90s, all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Tag team.
We get clues now? Is that how Jeopardy works?
Eric does.
I do. I need him. Fucking need him, okay?
I hate to see what the 400 is. You can stop playing
now. Yeah, how much playtime are we getting?
Jesus, apparently a half hour.
We're trying to help him.
Right. All right.
It's on a loop.
You don't know?
No, go ahead.
Hardee's.
Hardy
Boys.
That's correct. Good job, T.O.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to do.
Oh, geez. Let's go.
500.
Let's go WCW 500.
He's going off to the early lead.
Van Hammer. Watch it be Van Hammer. Yeah. Oh,
why
God.
Are they so hard to find?
It's beautiful Bobby Eaton's music. How'd you not know that?
If it starts out with self high five, I'm going to be pissed.
Wow. Turn that baby down.
Yep.
That's 25 seconds.
No replays?
No replays.
No replays, Corey just said.
All right. WCW 500. I'm just going to say this because this is what I thought it was at first. I'm just going to say Road Warriors.
Nope.
Because it sounded like the...
That's what I thought it was.
Corey.
Chronic.
Nope. Vince Russo.
That's right. I forgot about that dipshit. That's when Cornette went on his rant in that very first... You ever watch the very first shoot video he did? Now you got fucking Vince Russo coming out to the goddamn Road Warrior music like he's Lou Gehrig at the fucking stadium. What?
Oh, man. Okay, Corey, what do you want?
What was that 80s, 90s WWF for 500?
80s, 90s WWF for 500.
Earthquake. Be Rick Martel. T.O.'s just picking shit out of a litter. Doesn't give a fuck. Just looking for the hardest thing he can find. Have to turn it up that loud. I really don't. We can hear it.
Something about lava line.
This is a wrestler's music?
Yeah.
From the 80s, 90s?
Yeah. 80s. Mid to late 80s.
Mid to late 80s? That wasn't.
Yeah.
Wait.
All right.
That's definitely not from the 80s, so I'll say, fuck. Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Nope.
I have no idea.
Steel? No,
I've heard the music, but I can't put it with anybody.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man Mountain Rock.
Oh, that was One Man Gang.
Yeah, who could forget that music? He's just giving me the hardest shit.
I would not have gotten that one.
All right, like, what category do you want?
No, that's what he's doing. Eric? He's going to look for him.
Let's do...
I told you, see, you had all the shit planned out. He's just 90s, fucking flying by the seat of his
late
pants.
Late 90s, WWF for 300.
It'll be the fucking British Bulldogs.
Late 90s.
Please, please.
You don't have to turn it up that loud again. Oh, I do know this one.
Can I have two guesses? Because it's not one, it's the other.
Nope.
Fit Finley. Nope. Ah. Go ahead. I don't know there.
Hornswoggle.
Very good. That's correct.
I was going to say, we're...
You got it right.
Our host is...
I'm keeping score.
I see by all the scratching out you're doing.
Alex,
must be a lot
up.
Of addition over there. They're round numbers, you know.
Let's go...
I mean, I kind of nailed the ethnicity a little bit here.
Let's go late 90s, early 2000s, WWF for 400.
Got to go back.
I was thinking Irish. Who is it? It's the only thing that came to mind.
Folks, as we wait for a new song, don't forget to go to YoRadio.com.
For how much?
Download the Yo Radio app.
It's free.
It is free. And you can check out a plethora of stations. Do you know what a plethora is?
A large quantity of something.
That's right. A plethora?
400.
Today.
Late 90s, early 2000s. Late 90s, early 2000s?
Okay, that's enough. Please. I don't have to fucking listen to it anymore.
Jeez.
Don't worry, I don't know it either, so you might as well just fucking throw somebody's name out. Anybody.
It's not DOA, is it?
Nope.
Perry Saturn.
Nope.
No.
Gregory Helms.
Who the fuck is that?
Or Shane Helms. Before, it was his little thing before the hurricane and after the hurricane.
Oh, yeah, everybody remembers that.
Okay. Who's up next?
Oh, I guess
Corey.
I am.
Corey.
This will be easy, Corey. Don't worry.
What categories are they? He's going to fucking name somebody on one goddamn match.
Late 80s WWF.
Okay, late 80s WWF for 400.
400, 300, 2, or 100.
For 400.
Okay.
We're not going to get through all this, by the way.
Late 80s.
We've got 20 WCW. Minutes left. 20 minutes left on the stopwatch. Again,
you want late 80s WWF, not WCW. That's not a category.
What did I say?
You said late 80s WCW, I thought.
Nope. Pretty sure I said WWF. We'll have to check the tape after we get done with this fucking longest name that tune ever.
Oh, that's not it.
Yeah. Told you. Oh. He's fucking finding the hardest ones he can find. He's that pissed about just getting. Could you turn it down? Yes, I understand there are people that might listen to the show, all four of them, and you're going to bust their eardrums.
You should get this one.
No.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to hear like the first 3 seconds of that because my headphones came unplugged.
I'm supposed to know this? Power and Glory?
Nope.
Natural Disasters?
Nope.
Is it Greg the Hammer Valentine?
Yes, it is.
Damn. Look at you. Who can forget Greg the Hammer Valentine's theme? I know I can't.
You're just getting your ass beat. Quit whining. You're going to last today.
Yeah, well, going out of your way to make him as hard as possible.
Greg the Hammer Valentine was not hard.
Everybody remembers that one.
I knew it. He hit a hammer at the beginning
of
it.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want?
Big one. I thought that was Ronnie Garvin's theme.
let's go WCW 90s for 200.
Back to WCW
90s. He forgot to do daily doubles.
We're not doing
them. Yeah, he said at the beginning we're not doing them.
Oh, that's because he came up with this. He's actually doing it as we go along.
Very much so.
Yeah, told you.
Okay, ready?
Let's hear it.
Here you go, E.
Oh, jeez. Turn it down. What is wrong with you?
Okay, so E. That was a 300 for you.
Everybody, we're sorry at home.
That was 200. He said 200.
T.O. forgot his helmet
with an extra zero.
I'm keeping track over here.
Okay, back to you. Alex.
Let's go WCW for 300.
300's gone. Oh, no. 300's no, it's not. Available. 400's available also.
I want 300.
Okay.
Now somebody else has to tell him to turn it down when he plays it. Who is this? What's the category?
WCW 300.
Okay, that's enough.
The Maestro?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, it's not. Nope. Oh, I thought that was who it was.
Unless they used it for two.
Huh?
Unless they used it for two people, like you said, some of the songs they did.
It was just a complete guess.
That was the only one I could think of, too. Lodi.
Nope.
Nothing.
Paul Orndorff when he came back.
Paul Orndorff.
Yeah. Okay. Man, these are really good.
Corey, you're up.
What's the categories? What's available?
You have 1 through 380s WWF, you have 100 and 400 WCW, and you have 1 through 300 90s WWF.
Nope, one and 200.
1 and 200 what?
400 WCW, right? That's available?
1 and 290s, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
400 WCW. Okay. Not going to know this one. Just let everybody know that. Oh, this was his theme. This was British Bulldog's theme when he was there for those 3 weeks.
Before he died.
This is the Ultimate Warriors theme in WCW. Watch, he was probably on that.
It keeps going to that every time I go back.
No, you're doing a really good job, man.
Jamie Pritzker.
Turn it down now. Yes. So I see him, I couldn't even fucking tell you he's coming down the ring, coming down the walkway right now.
The smaller guy.
Oh, I still don't know who it is. I thought we played fucking, I'll say it's Malenko.
Nope.
Conan.
Nope.
Rey Mysterio.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to fucking say Rey Mysterio, too.
Man, Alex is just whooping some ass.
How much you got?
1,600.
That a babe?
I have it down to 1,700, but.
I've got a 500, 300, and two 400s.
I adjust.
And I'm using Excel 400s. To calculate
You're
this.
Doing better. 16?
1,600.
Wait, what did you say again?
500, 300, and two 400s.
8 and 8, 16.
I said 1,600.
Yeah.
If you want to give me 1,700, whatever.
No, that's fine. Well. Corey doesn't have anything. He's going to have to go to the bank.
Eric's turn.
What's up, Eric?
I don't think you've got much over there either.
Yes, 200.
Let's do 90s WCW. What's available left in that category?
100.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Atta, babe. Get it. can't wait to hear Final Jeopardy. This was the theme. You know what? Were they in lawsuits?
That's familiar, too.
Were they in lawsuits for this? I don't even think they ever got nothing. Sued for
that's
this
familiar
shit.
As shit, too. I don't know.
Jericho?
Yeah.
Jericho.
Yep.
And they play Walls of Jericho on WCW on the network.
They don't play DDP's theme.
That's right, because it smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
That's Even Flow.
Yeah. Let's just go early 90s WWF for 300.
Boom.
We got 10 minutes.
No, we got 13 minutes. We got 12 minutes. We go to 130. We go to 92 minutes.
Gotcha.
Damn, I should have picked this one.
This is the Doink Evil theme.
Got it. How much was that for?
300.
I'm up to 2,000.
That a baby?
Corey, what would you like?
What's left?
100 and 200 for late 80s, early 90s WWF, and 1 and 290s WWF.
290s WWF. Late 80s, early 90s WWF, and then 90s WWF is the other category. I'm going to get Tiger Ali Sings theme.
Gosh.
losing balance over there?
Yes.
Well, now, technically, this is Mero's theme before it's Sable's theme. Yep, I'm right.
You got one right. Good job, Corey. 200 for Corey. He's tied with Eric.
Hell yeah, man. Nice
hey, you
to
didn't
see at the bottom.
You didn't do the Southern Boys theme yet for WCW.
Pow, pow, pow.
We have 90s, late 90s for 100, early 2000s, and we have late 80s, early 90s for 100 and 200.
We're the 100, late 90s, early 2000s.
Which one are you taking?
100, late 90s, early 2000s.
Wait, which one? Say it again.
100.
For 90s, late, 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was it? I'm sorry.
Holy shit.
Late 90s, early 2000s for $100.
WWF?
You guys ever had root canals?
I have.
Okay. That's pretty close to it.
Isaac Yankum.
I got it. I got another one. How much do I win?
What's going on here?
It's funny. Like, when it's planned out and when we have segments to it, I do fine. But when T.O. does it, where he's just kind of fucking drowns along here. Anytime you're...
Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H.
Who is it? Go!
Harlem Heat!
Said it right there. Yeah, I wouldn't have known that, though.
Yeah, you would have.
Maybe it's Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Remember when he used to come out as Jean-Paul Levesque when he did, like, the fucking...
Fucking A. No, yeah. He was Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Was it 100?
Did he come out as Hunter Hearst Helmsley at the beginning?
WWF, yeah. Yeah.
Early 90s.
He had some, like, weird
WWF for 200.
Music. In WCW, he did. I think he was...
What do you have left on your
fuck
board?
Was his
200
was
and 100 for the same...
I can't remember, dude.
Early 90s, WWF for 1 and 200 is what I have left. And I was going to do 200.
200. Early 90s.
Please.
Must be a tough one.
I'm waiting for Rick Rude because he's played that three. Rick Rude.
It starts every time. Ah. Not right.
Well, that's... I guess we know what Corey's getting next.
No shit.
Unless that's just Jimmy Snuka.
Wow.
All right, Corey, you're up for 100.
Oh, am I up?
Yep.
All right. Please be just somebody's name at the fucking start
right.
of the song.
No, I got lucky.
Right to censor.
Triple H. Wait a minute.
Oh.
It's Corey's, not yours. This is the easiest one. It's 100.
I like that he stopped it of all the times.
It's all instrumental, so nothing would have.
No. Oh, well. Butch Reed.
Nope. Kerry Von Erich.
What? Why? You
could have stolen.
It didn't matter.
That's true.
That is true.
Right.
It doesn't matter anymore. So, Final Jeopardy, we have Eric with 300, Corey with 200, and Alex with the rest.
With the rest. Just don't risk anything, Alex. You can't lose. I'm going to risk it all.
Well, if there's only
same
one,
here.
There's only all one category, of it. You might as well.
All of it, baby. Yeah.
I can only imagine the song. This
I have it right here. This is from late 80s, early 90s.
Did he just say it right here. Hold on. Was that song Superfly for 200? Yeah. And then Kerry Von Erich was the easiest one for 100?
We might have a conflict of interest here, folks.
The hint was the gust of wind at the beginning.
You missed the tornado coming through.
Oh, Fall Brawl.
Okay. That's the most fall song I've ever heard.
What are you guys going with? How much you wager?
Jesus Christ.
Well, write down your wagers.
Yeah, fuck it, all of it.
Yeah, I don't need to write anything down.
Alex, what are you putting down?
Let it ride.
Put all of it.
Let it ride.
Put your cojones out there and make it fair for these boys.
I'm going to risk $199.
You got to make shit fair.
Why do I have to tell you our wager?
Okay. Just write it down. I don't care. Here we go.
What was the category?
Yeah, is there a category?
No, late 80s, early 90s, WWF.
I guess.
I know this.
Type mine on my computer so that way. Has everybody heard enough yet?
Yeah.
Where can I type this at?
Why couldn't it start it out with like the whole train? Yes.
I was gonna play that one for you, but I couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it. You're having trouble getting that one out?
I'm on a playlist right here.
I literally have no idea.
I've heard it. I just can't think of that.
He didn't start out as a wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Well, Virgil. It goes with what my guess is, but we'll see. So, who's guessing first?
Virgil.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll be damned.
What'd you wager, E?
All of it.
E hit 600.
Virgil.
Corey has 400. And what'd you get, all of it?
Virgil, I wagered 1,500.
So you just add 1,500 or whatever you have on your...
So I won.
No, you win.
You beat Corey.
You win.
According to the Bank of T.O., you win.
So Corey's not the smartest wrestler.
I originally thought it was Ricky Steamboat's second theme. I was like... And then when the fucking last
I want to do this next week. I want to be the one.
Oh, I want.
I want to do this next week.
I want you to.
All right, awesome.
Good, what's good, our good, good, what's good, our good, 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 show going to be next week? What was your final score?
3,700.
Woo! Is that a new career high?
No, I had 4,800 last week.
Jeez,
that was also. I will also say that you were getting a lot of the steals. I was doing daily doubles and had a thousand pointer too.
Yeah,
it was way better. Yeah, I remember that. We got to have you do it again.
Sore loser. Just a sore loser over there.
Oh, no, I'm waiting to do my round again. So I'll next just week, have my special TO sections.
Next week, we got 3 minutes-ish.
Instead of doing a particular wrestler, why don't we do like I don't know, like best physiques or best title runs or something like that. You know what I mean? Instead of just because we've been hitting like just particular wrestlers. Mm-hmm. You know what
I mean? We'll switch it up.
Let's do something really gay. Or we can talk about what guys had the best bodies.
Or what? Yeah, you're right. Best physique. That does sound kind of gay, doesn't it? When Tio puts it like that. Okay, scratch that idea. How about what was better, WCW or WWF?
Let's do who had the better asses, WCW wrestlers in the 90s or the 80s?
No, I mean
Billy Gunn.
You said that a little too quick there, Alex. Okay. You've been thinking
now,
about
if you want to do WWF versus WCW, do you want to do a certain year?
I'm just throwing ideas around.
No, I thought we were just going to like pick a title and say these were the best champions / best matches.
You can do that?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I'm open for anything. I just I think instead of like doing a regular wrestler, we switch it up this next week.
Now, see, I say instead of doing the TV title, we'd do the Intercontinental title.
That's fine.
Yeah, that one's
do that.
I'm okay with that.
Talk Brad about Hart, how they've best. Gotten away from the meaning of the IC title.
There you go.
What the IC title used to mean as my mic rises.
Ooh. Steamboat versus Savage. Henning versus Hart. Mm-hmm. There were some runs.
Ladder matches.
Bladder matches.
Matches.
You drink
bladder
as much,
matches.
Bladder matches. You drink as much beer as you can in the ring. First one to piss their pants loses.
Is that a Russo idea?
Someone get on the phone to WWE. We have a new gimmick match.
Yep. It's a bladder match.
The bladder match.
Call Russo, man. He'll start a new fucking company with that idea.
As long as it's on a pole.
The bladder match.
Bladder on a pole match.
Let's. You drink as much beer as you and then you're pissing yourself.
No? I'd watch it.
He's gonna puke.
Oh, man, I've lost my fucking
Has anyone ever thrown up in the ring, like, literally just...
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Hey, Road Warriors, Hulk puked at the Great American Bash 85.
Really? That's
puked up oranges.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
A little jacked up for that match, beating up Russians. That's what happens.
Throwing up oranges.
We've got exactly 1 minute to go. Well, 1 minute and 10 seconds.
What would Trump have with the Road Warriors?
Hmm?
They were wrestling the Russians right now.
What would he say?
How big of a... He would be
the support.
Oh, he'd be on
huge.
Animal side.
There's billions and billions of Road Warrior fans.
We never talked about Hawk's running with Too
huge.
Cold Scorpio.
Too cold.
That too wasn't cold. Good.
There's a theme song I would know.
He called Scorpio the N-word on a bus in Japan.
Did he really?
Apparently Scorpio
whipped his ass?
Apparently. That's the story he tells. Now, Hawk's not here to tell that.
Scorpio was kind of athletic, though.
Yeah,
he was also
kind of built.
He was fast. Built.
Smoked some motherfucking weed.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big weed head.
30 seconds.
I don't blame him for that, though.
No, we're talking it down.
Everybody's got their props.
Everybody's got something.
Everybody's got their vices.
Everybody's getting something. Okay. Well, that does it for us this week. Yep. We'll be back. We're talking Intercontinental title next week. Matches, champions. You name it, we got it. So, for Alex, for T.O.
Wait a minute. Will Alex do that since a female held the belt?
Oh, shit.
You bet I will.
Good call. I forgot to mention that. Alex is a sexist. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.